Let's get an update now on the fight over voting rights in Congress. Democrats have repeatedly tried and failed to get two key pieces of legislation through the Senate, the John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom to Vote Act. Both would expand voting rights across the country as at least 19 states have passed laws to restrict them. Joining us now, Representative Terry Sewell, a Democrat from Alabama. She first introduced the John Lewis Act back in August. Congresswoman, welcome.
Thank you so much. It's great to be on.
It's good to have you. And how frustrated are you that now, several months after this bill passed in the House, it doesn't seem to be going anywhere in the Senate?
Listen, I think that there is nothing more that's a bigger threat to our democracy than voter suppression. And it is frustrating, especially given the fact that the Voting Rights Act of 1965 was passed in 1965, 56 years ago, after John Lewis and the foot soldiers of the civil rights movement marched, fought, bled on a bridge in my hometown of Selma, Alabama, for the equal right for all Americans to vote. Of course, their efforts led to the passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965, and for decades, the VRA kept the promise of our democracy alive by ensuring that states with a history of voter discrimination was prohibited from restricting the right to vote. Of course, that was all decimated by the Supreme Court in the Shelby versus Holder decision in 2013. You know, voting rights have always been something that was nonpartisan, and both sides of the aisle seem to want to protect the right to vote. In fact, the Voting Rights Act of 1965 was reauthorized five times under three Republican presidents. Now, all of a sudden, voting rights has become very partisan, and it's really disheartening for those of us who, you know, who see these modern day forms of voter discrimination to be just as pernicious as the poll tax and the literacy test of days of yore.
Do you think that President Biden is doing enough to push this bill over the finish line? He said it's a priority, but it clearly hasn't happened yet.
Well, it hasn't happened yet, but I also know that we've been a little bit busy with both the bipartisan infrastructure bill and now the Build Back Better bill that's on the horizon. But I think that this is a major priority of the administration. I know it's a major priority of the House, and I do believe that the Senate Democrats are united in wanting to pass the John Robert Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act. I think it's a matter of us doing away with the filibuster, or at least reforming it for something as important as Democratic small d bills that really would seek to protect our democracy.
But what do you expect from the White House? I mean, presumably, as soon as the Build Back Better law is either passed or not, they would move on to this. Is that your expectation? Will you demand that?
That is my expectation. That is my expectation. I think that it's not only mine, but it's a whole bunch of activists as well who really understand that the biggest threat to our democracy is this voter suppression. I mean, we've seen everything, from the big lie being, promulgated and really espoused by right-wing extremist politicians. We saw January 6th. And I think that the reality is that now more than ever, we see threats to the right to vote. Of course, it's threats to certain people's rights to vote. And I think that it's simply unacceptable, and we have to do something about it. I believe that—
You're getting, pardon me, if I may, you're getting at one of the challenges that you have here, which is that you do not have enough Republicans to pass this with a 60-vote majority in the Senate. On the other hand, we know that compromise is possible. There was just Republican support for the infrastructure bill that is now law. Do you see any path forward for bipartisanship to get those 60 votes you need to get the voting rights law passed?
I'd like to think that there's a path forward. I don't see exactly that path forward without doing something to the filibuster. I don't know if we can get 10 Republicans to agree to just even debate the voter suppression laws. That's why the filibuster is so dangerous. It's a procedural rule. It's really hard to explain to the average American why it is it only takes 51 votes to get a Supreme Court justice, a life appointment, and yet it takes 60 votes in the Senate to just debate and have a fair vote.
You have two Democrats, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, who say they aren't doing anything with the filibuster. We have less than a minute here to go. If you don't get this bill passed, what's next? What's your plan for it?
Well, I think that, change rarely comes in the halls of Congress without demand. I think it's going to be incumbent upon those same activists, activist tactics that were very successful in the 60s to continue to do that now. I think that there's no bigger threat, like I said, to our democracy than voter suppression. We're now looking at drawing lines, gerrymandering lines that are being done without the full protection of the VRA.
Congresswoman Terry Sewell, a Democrat from Alabama, we're going to have to leave it right there. Thank you so much.